Chapter 24. I have written the Galaxy people that I will never furnish them another article long or short, for any price, but $500. 000 cash, and have requested them not to ask me for contributions anymore, even at that price. I hope that lets them out, for I will stick to that. Now do try and leave me clear out of the publisher for the present, for I am endangering my reputation by writing too much. I want to get out of the public view for a while. I am still nursing Livy night and day and cannot write anything. I am nearly worn out. We shall go to Elmira 10 days hence if Livy can travel on a mattress then, and stay there till I have finished the California book, say 3 months. But I can't begin work right away. When I get there must have a week's rest, for I have been through 30 days terrific siege. That makes it after the middle of March, before I can go fairly to work, and then I'll have to hump myself, and not lose a moment. You and Bliss just put yourselves in my place, and you will see that my hands are full, and more than full. When I told Bliss in NY that I would write something for the publisher, I could not know that I was just about to lose 50 days. Do you see the difference it makes? Just as soon as ever I can, I will send some of the book MSS, but right in the first chapter I have got to alter the whole style of one of my characters and rewrite them clear through to where I am now. It is no fool of a job, I can tell you, but the book will be greatly bettered by it. Hold on a few days, 4 or 5, and I will see if I can get a few chapters fixed to send to Bliss. I have offered this dwelling house and the express for sale, and when we go to Elmira we leave here for good. I shall not select a new home till the book is finished, but we have little doubt that Hartford will be the place. We are almost certain of that. Ask Bliss how it would be to ship our furniture to Hartford, rent an upper room in a building and unbox it, and store it there, where somebody can frequently look after it. Is not the idea good? The furniture is worth $10, 000 or $12,000, and must not be jammed into any kind of a place, and left unattended to for a year. The first man that offers $25, 000 for our house can take it at cost that. What are taxes there? Here, all bunched together of all kinds, they are 7% simply ruin. The things you have written in the publisher are tip-top. In haste, dear bro, Sam, there are no further letters until the end of April, by which time the situation had improved. Clemens had sold his interest in the Express, though at a loss, had severed his magazine connection, and was located at Quarry Farm, on a beautiful hilltop above Elmira, the home of Mrs. Clemens' sister, Mrs. Theodore Crane. The pure air and rest of that happy place, where they were to spend so many idyllic summers, had proved beneficial to the sick ones, and work on the new book progressed in consequence. Then Mark Twain's old editor, Joe Goodman, came from Virginia City for a visit, and his advice and encouragement were of the greatest value. Clemens even offered to engage Goodman on a salary, to remain until he had finished his book. Goodman declined the salary, but extended his visit, and Mark Twain at last seems to have found himself working under ideal conditions. He jubilantly reports his progress. To Elisha Bliss, in Hartford. Elmira, Monday, May 15, 1871. Friend Bliss, ears received enclosing check for $703. 335. The old nuisance holds out handsomely. I have MS. Enough on hand now to make, allowing for engravings, about 400 pages of the book, consequently am 2/3 done. I intended to run up to Hartford about the middle of the week and take it along, because it has chapters in it that ought by all means to be in the prospectus. But I find myself so thoroughly interested in my work, now a thing I have not experienced for months, that I can't bear to lose a single moment of the inspiration. So I will stay here and peg away, as long as it lasts. My present idea is to write as much more as I have already written, and then cull from the mass the very best chapters, and discard the rest. I am not half as well satisfied with the first part of the book as I am with what I am writing now. When I get it done, I want to see the man who will begin to read it, and not finish it. If it falls short of the nonsense in any respect, I shall lose my guess. When I was writing the nonsense, my daily stunt was 30 pages of MS, and I hardly ever got beyond it, but I have gone over that nearly every day for the last 10. That shows that I am writing with a red-hot interest. Nothing grieves me now, nothing troubles me, nothing bothers me, or gets my attention. I don't think of anything but the book, and I don't have an hour's unhappiness about anything, and don't care 2 cents, whether school keeps or not. It will be a bully book. If I keep up my present lick 3 weeks more, I shall be able and willing to scratch out half of the Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.